Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
Now, it's Mixed Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth. Mix 103.7.
You've been talking about heading to the final game of the World Cup just to catch England in victory.
If like they win on Wednesday, Saturday. I will be there, yes.
That is intense.
Just,
I love that.
Why not?
Yeah.
You only live once, and they haven't made it this far since 1990s. So
we're thinking travel, and now we're thinking about making the most out of travel and making it worth your while when it comes to those things that they have in the hotel rooms, cruise ships, what have you. What's okay to steal and what's not okay to steal?
Yep.
I mean, what is stealing and what is getting your money's worth?
Well, yes, and they just put out a list, and some of them are very obvious.
This, I can't believe this has to be a list.
Yeah, but one of them on the list, it says you can steal welcome flowers.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess
which I wouldn't have thought.
They're gonna. I mean, if they're real flowers, obviously they're not gonna last.
Yeah, but I just
they're
I don't know.
Wither.
They're just part of the decoration for the room. But then the next one is you can't steal the plant pots.
No, yeah, like just like the slippers. Feel free to take the slippers. They've got your foot juices all over them, and then the robe itself that comes with the slippers. No. You're gonna get that $120 charge on your credit card for taking off with that one.
That is one of my favorite things when I do get into a new hotel room that I've never been in before, and just exploring and seeing like all
the
mini bottles that they have, especially if you're staying at a nicer place and there's even nicer items and more of them. Always steal the shower caps.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
If there's a good body lotion, I take that.
If it's good quality stuff,
yep,
those bottles are coming
They're all coming
sure.
home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This list, I wouldn't trust this list entirely, though, because it says, okay, for obvious reasons, don't take the nice utensils,
yep,
the cutlery.
On airplanes.
But then they say that you can take all the snacks. Now, on airplanes, for sure. Yeah, that's good. But in a hotel room? Whoa. Do not touch the snacks. The mini bar is like five times as much money as you can get the exact same stuff at the store that's down on the street, mm-hmm, below the hotel.
Chandler, you have to find the line between stealing and taking what the hotel owes you. For example, a hair dryer, no. But shampoos and conditioners, oh, yes.
Okay, how about this?
No, you can't take the remote control.
Yes, but the batteries.
The catch up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
So very sorry, folks. Biebs is off the market thanks to a Baldwin. He and Haley are now engaged.
That's one less lonely girl and one more if you count Selena. But really, I think she's just fine. I think she was spotted on a yacht over the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Blue bikini, big smile, all she's wearing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's good. She's mm-hmm happy.
Kylie Jenner is making a change. People know her for the enhanced features, in particular her lips. She's no longer messing with the fillers.
Yeah, she's made a statement now. And one fan on Instagram even said she looks like the old Kylie. She's 20, so, yes, you know, there is no old Kylie, but I guess I get what they're saying.
She's lived a lifetime in that 20 years.
No kidding. I bet. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know how much lavish extravagance she's had in her life in the less years than I've been around on the planet. But that's okay. I digress. That is your daily catch-up. The city of Toronto is very happy that Drake is... That Aubrey Graham, Drake Graham, I forget his,
I don't know,
which order it goes in. He's worth a ton of money, not just in his bank account, but to the city of Toronto and to business as usual for the people therein. It's a staggering figure. Vice was just chatting with some folks in the know in the city of Toronto. This is how much.
We did some calculations that suggest that he's worth about $440 million to the Toronto economy.
$440 million.
There are a number of factors that go into that calculation, but we gave Drake 5% of that $8.8 billion. Why? Because he's helped to rebrand the city. He's kind of made himself kind of the same as Toronto.
I would agree with that. He's synonymous.
We probably bring just as much into Wood Buffalo.
Really a fraction of the above. He was at $400 and some million dollars. We're more like $400 and some cents.
That's what we owe back to yeah. the municipality. Oh, I'm sorry.
It sounds about right to me. Across Canada, a great debate goes down over whether or not a lakeside summer home is called a cabin, a chalet, a camp, or a bungalow. There's a few other options. We can't get it right. I thought these were all different buildings.
I think it depends, too, like what country you're in.
Well, it's, I mean, this is across Canada, like what province you're in.
Oh, well, I call it a cabin for summer or the cottage.
So you even interchange them.
I do, too.
This is so fun. I had no idea. I mean, and the breakdown is that mostly in prairie provinces, we call it a cabin. Ontario will call it a camp. Whereas Quebec, like basically just Quebec, will call it a chalet, which to me is like, I'm like, that's like at a ski hill or something. That's like at a like a mountainous resort.
I lived in Ontario for 4 years. I don't know anybody who called it a camp.
Really?
It was just the cabin.
And then you got some maritime provinces arguing over whether it's cottage or bungalow. And then that's what the map says anyway. Lakeside country home is called a what? Five different names across Canada. We can't get our stuff together.
A chalet, I always think of snowboarding, like I'm in the mountains going yeah. to like the chalet.
Or Swiss chalet.
Or Swiss chicken. Chalet.
And the gravy. Thing, last week, we had the pleasure of having Dylan Elias in here in studio with us. And now we've got Dylan and Kwame Osei, the Northern Elite Football founders, heroes of Fort McMurray, and of course, one of the 10 teams, I guess nine now, on the Amazing Race Canada. How's it going, guys?
One down.
Come on, a little closer to the microphone, guys. A little close. Don't be shy. So how's it going this week? People have seen the first episode. Big reactions, a lot of messages.
A lot of messages about missing the ferry.
Yeah, I bet.
That was the number one question.
I bet. You guys missed the ferry. Not even just like for the fans, but I bet like just anybody listening across or watching across Canada was just like, oh my God, guys, oh no, stress.
Especially because it was a 2 hour wait until the next one. That's a yeah. long time when you're in a race.
Yeah, it was only 5 minutes for you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2 hours for us.
Imagine, and then the drive afterwards, right? To get yep. to what, Squamish? Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
Squamish. Unbelievable. And the ferry. Yeah, that was a long couple hours.
So, but you guys made it through. You're team four after you started off in 10th place. Like, holy cow. You did well going into episode two, which is tonight.
Tonight. Episode two tonight. Hopefully, there's no ferry.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys, like, legitimately, do you guys have a memory at all left of what happened? Or was it just a blur at this point?
The whole time, I was just praying, make it somehow, some way, just give us a chance because I don't know how I could face my friends and family if right. we get eliminated first.
Especially first episode. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we were waiting for the ferry, and Kwame said, if we get out, I'm never going back to the school.
I'm never going back.
We live in BC now. That's it. Wherever your journey ended, you just set up shop.
Just stay in Squamish.
Hilarious. Tonight's episode, you're in the Yukon. Can you tell us much about it?
I'll tell you something. We were in Dawson City, and I'd never been to Dawson City, but I never really heard of it. And for any of you who haven't been to Dawson City, I said right away, I'm going to go back and visit that place. That was one of the coolest little towns yeah. I've ever experienced. I want to go back, and I even took time during this leg just to look around. It was like a time warp. All the mm-hmm. buildings are very like they were back when they were made during the gold rush, and cool little town for sure.
I bet you guys are on the run while you're, I mean, it's a race, right? Like you guys are moving. As the episode comes out, airs tonight, there's a screening party. There's a fundraiser for Northern Elite Football going down downtown Boston Pizza. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we're having a screen party, a viewing party at Boston Pizza, and we just want to share this experience with Fort McMurray. You know, like we've been saying, it's been about more than us. You know, we're doing this for Fort McMurray, so we'd like everybody to come down and share the experience with us. If you know us, come down. If you don't know us, come down and get to know us. So we're hoping it's gonna be a great night.
Yeah, and Boston Pizza's been really good about. They're gonna give back 15% of all sales that night to Northern Elite. That'll help us out a lot with our camp, and we're really grateful what they're doing. There's also going to be a little silent auction. There's been a couple items. I know there's some Eskimo tickets. Russell Thomas has donated a piece.
Nice.
We got some signed CFL jerseys, so it's going to be a fun time. And like I put out on Facebook, if you don't have money right now, because you know we know what some people's situations are, and it just bring the family down just and hang out. Just drink water. we'll have like a couple garlic fingers for everybody. Just come down and have fun. We just want people to be there.
Well, and how often in life are you going to have a chance to like, I mean, watch an episode of a really fun reality show with people who are on that show, right?
Yeah, it's only my second time.
And you got the opportunity to ask us questions that you've probably been dying to know. So come down.
For sure, for sure. It's, the doors are open. It's for the whole community, right? I mean, I don't know if everybody will fit, but that'd be a good problem to have.
Serve.
Exactly. Tell us more about Northern Elite Football. I mean, because you guys are, you know, it's the Heroes Edition, and they're saying that, like, in their introduction to all the teams, they really showcase that you guys are really part of the community and doing things for the youth through sport. So what's that about for people who don't know?
Yeah, I think me and Kwame really approached football from a mentoring standpoint, where some of the early role models we had or didn't have in our lives really influenced and determined the outcome of our life. So what we were able to do through football, we just want to bring that to some of the kids. When we came here, it was a hockey town, and now we have kids going off to university, kids getting scholarship, and that's really through what has grown in the city through football. So what we can do with Northern Elite is, well, for the camp that's coming up, we're going to bring in some outside coaches and some guys who really came from places where they didn't have an opportunity, and they created an opportunity for themselves. So for the kids to be able to see that and vision that for themselves and realize, I can do this, and really put it in their own hands, that's what we want through Northern Elite Football. But it's been amazing the last 4 years. I mean, the sport has really grown in the city. And for those of you who don't know, like, we have a pretty outstanding high school, junior, peewee registrations, well over 500 now, which was not the case a couple of years ago. So we're just excited about the direction the sport's going.
And I saw for the camps, you're bringing up some of your amazing Race Canada co-stars.
Yeah.
Adam and Courtney, love you, baby.
And Barbie.
No, they're great. They're great people. And Adam's, as you guys could tell, he's pretty fit. So,
and he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I know it was only the first episode, so maybe you guys didn't get to see everything that we did. Hopefully they stick around so you guys will get to know them better. But yeah, Courtney is also a nurse, so they both have all sorts of first responding in their DNA. That's all they do. So if we have anything that needs medical attention, they're going to be there. But also Adam's going to run us through some drills. We'll have a little fun with it. Yeah, we're excited for them to come up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And if anybody needs an I love you, I think they've got one in store. They said that a lot. I loved it.
Yeah, I roasted them for that.
Killing me. Well, thanks for taking time to hang out this morning. We're going to talk tomorrow, maybe after the episode, review what went down.
We'll doors be here. Open. For all of you who miss out on Boston Pizza, tune in tomorrow to Mix. See us.
Let's do it. Dylan Elias and Kwame Ose. I'm giving the names all over the place. Dylan and Kwame, thank you so much for coming by. We'll see you tonight because we're going to be there emceeing.
All thanks right. for having us. Let's turn up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
At Mix 103.7.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth. The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
With their engagement confirmed, it looks like the only thing that could get in the way of Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber getting married is his facial hair.
She says no mustache or no wedding. We've seen him looking a little scruffy lately, but we're still not convinced he can even grow a full mustache, so no worries there.
Yeah, they're fine.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks is in the news again, but no, not for any sensitivity training. It's about straws. The chain has vowed to replace plastic straws that go into lids with lids that just don't need any straws.
I mean, it kind of feels like we took about 30 years too long to figure this out as a society. Oh, if we make a lid that doesn't need a straw, then we don't need the straws. Plus, sippy cups are fun. Just look at Keanu Theater.
Yeah, it makes any concert better.
Proof. And speaking of concerts, KISS rocker Gene Simmons is facing allegations of sexual misconduct.
We don't know enough to say what happened yet, but there are things in life that are surprising, and this isn't one of them. I don't know if he's going to use Headley's excuse, but this is just it's the rock and roll lifestyle. Sometimes things happen.
Because you happened to make them happen. So maybe change the lifestyle. That's your daily catch up. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves. There's so many people joining us in the studio today, but we are all talking now about the Fort McMurray Food Festival that is coming in so many different ways at Co Fort McMurray behind it. So hello.
Hey, Jason Beck with Waypoints.
Jennifer Kinnett with the United Way Fort McMurray and Wood Buffalo.
And Rebecca White with ATCO.
And there's so many events that are going on for this Fort McMurray Food Festival, and we're attached to a couple of huge ones, including the largest outdoor patio party with We Love YMM campaign. What's in store for that one?
Bigger and better than last year, actually. Yes. We're doing a Jamaican theme this year. Of course, Shea Max is back again doing some food, and of course, some signature drinks that are going to be taking place as well. And of course, we have DJ and live bands taking place at the same time.
Cool.
So you'll be able to, you know, either go down to hear the live band or dance with the DJ all simultaneously in the Heritage Shipyard. So it's gonna be pretty cool.
And you've ordered another sunset for
the yes. I have not been. Everybody else has been complaining about weather. I have not been. I'm like, Mother Nature is getting it out of her system so that she can give us glorious weather for July 25th to 29th.
And I saw for that specific event 60% sold out tickets already.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And actually, that's actually impressive because we actually increased the capacity this year, thank goodness.
Wow.
So we have more tickets out in the world this year.
Well, the word of mouth really spread after that party last year, and that was my first time, you know, partying at the Heritage Shipyard and everything. That is an experience.
It was. It was like I had a moment where you feel like, man, I feel like I'm on Granville Island in Vancouver right now. It kind of had that vibe. It was super cool.
Right on the water. And before that event on Wednesday to kick off the whole food festival, right, is the Finning Food Truck Showcase.
Yeah. In support of the United Way.
Yay! Yeah. So this is, I guess, much like the food festival was last year, is the first time event, you know, kind of going off the popularity of food trucks and I guess getting some recognition for our local food trucks.
Yeah. I've gotten questions, you know, what food trucks do we have? Where are they set up? And they're a truck, right? It's like, I don't know where they are right now, but we know where they're going to be for the showcase.
Exactly. Yeah. We're actually shutting down Franklin Avenue, old school Interplay style.
Nice.
Yeah.
The lifers will remember.
Hopefully.
and Virginia DeVegas is going to be there.
Woo,
headlining,
yeah.
In addition to local talent.
Yep. Yeah,
huge.
We've got artists starting 4 p.m. as soon as the beer gardens open. So we'll hopefully bring a different crowd that time.
Is this a ticketed event, or are you just paying for your food truck food and whatnot?
Great question. You're just paying for your food. So everything is free admission. It's family friendly during the day. We have lots of kids activities. And then the live music, of course, you can just come in and listen and sample from whatever food trucks you want. It is a cost to them. Mm-hmm. It's all the proceeds are going to the United Way.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Well, and Rebecca, I mean, is this kind of like a no-brainer for a scenario for ATCO Fort McMurray to get involved?
Yeah, so at ATCO, we're always a big fan of getting involved in the communities where we live and work. So this is a great way where we can get out and meet people and support local business and local charities.
That's fantastic. We're so excited for it. We're pumped for it. There's other events as well. And we know our sister station is going to be a big part of the annual summer barbecue that's going down. And that's just really just scratching the surface. Where can people find out more information? And if there are tickets, where do they get those?
So they can go to FortMcMurrayFoodFestival.ca to get tickets. But also they can go there to volunteer. We need volunteers.
Yes.
This is a massive, massive event to put off. We need over 200 people to volunteer. And so please go there and volunteer as well. It's a really fun thing to volunteer at.
You
as
can
well.
Hang out with a lot of really cool people if you come volunteer.
Yeah, like the three of us. Hello.
Now, I went to the special council meeting last night because I wanted to hear firsthand. I wanted to know the ins and outs of this historic thing. This is history in the making going on, and how is it going to be handled in the RMWB? And for the most part, it makes sense. They're going to be adopting certain things that come straight from the federal legislation. They're going to be making, you know, they made some recommendations that make sense for Fort McMurray and the rural area around the urban area throughout the RMWB. One thing that people aren't quite going to be aware of yet. Now, this is going to come with an education rollout. There's going to be a public education session. We're going to learn some things, you know, the ins and outs. It's all going to be prepared. Give them a chance to do that. But after going to the meeting last night, what I have learned is that this affects regular smokers. You might not ever touch cannabis. You might just enjoy tobacco in one of its many forms. Cigarettes, cigars, vaping the stuff. It's going to be affecting you as well. They have changed the smoking bylaws in town. Now smoking and vaping. In fact, you're going to have to see signs that no longer say just smoking. Now smoking and vaping is no longer allowed. And this is in public places in general. So schools, parks, no tobacco. Public entranceways, municipal, provincial, federal buildings. Basically, they use the vague term anywhere that the public areas, that the public has access to. That kind of means anywhere, but enforcement is the other issue and defining exactly what a public space is. For instance, are the trails public spaces? They're accessible to the public. Can I smoke out there or vape out there? No matter what the substance is, you know, as long as it's legally obtained. And I don't think it's effective immediately. We got some time to figure this out, and they're going to help us understand, but I want people to know
it doesn't just affect the cannabis smokers.
Since that special counsel meeting at the beginning of the week, the RMWB has clarified that cannabis will not be allowed to be consumed in public anywhere in the RMWB, whereas cigarettes will still be allowed, just not near those public spaces like entranceways, you know, 10-meter rules, which actually hasn't changed since the bylaw was updated in 2007. They've simply added cannabis to it, but there's still a lot of vagueness, and I still think we need some answers, like vaping. How are they going to tell what you're vaping? If you're vaping something with just nicotine in it, no cannabinoids, is that okay? Is that kosher? Or is that illegal too? They'll let us know, but it's going to take a little bit.
I have some sad news, something from the obituary file. The IHOB name, International House of Burgers, has now been laid to rest. Guess what? They're quick. Already House of Pancakes again.
They realized that wasn't a good marketing ploy?
Yeah, basically, my guess is the Wendy's sassy Twitter stream got a hold of them. We're like, nice try. We'll take care of the burgers. Thank you very much. And after that, it was just like, hey, I guess we'll just go back to what we know, what
okay.
we do.
Okay, so burgers are off the menu then for IHOP.
And apparently, IHOP? Not that it matters here in town, but apparently they're also slashing prices on pancakes to bring people back to the fold again. Come on, be part of the pancake family once again. This got a lot of attention, but did not seem to go that well.
You never know until you try something, right?
Yeah, basically. So. Unless they were only ever planning on doing it for a month anyway. But still, either way, IHOP never made sense. It doesn't roll off the tongue that well. HIHOP does.
Yeah, it's just so iconic, and everyone knows it. So
you knew they were never going to change it for real. Although this is why I do have trust problems, trust issues.
The catch-up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Sacha Baron Cohen has got a new series coming out, and Sarah Palin is trying to take him down, claiming she was duped into an interview for the show.
Meanwhile, Sacha Baron Cohen is just saying thanks for sharing.
Because that's how I found out the show even exists.
Same too.
Good job.
Some sad news we just heard direct from Dylan and Kwame, the high school sweethearts from Amazing Race Canada. Todd and Anna just announced that they have split up since the taping.
The first place team from last night's episode had described themselves as an old married couple. Maybe just a little too old. Maybe it was time for the divorce. Sad news, but that is your daily catch-up.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Once again, joining us, practically co-hosts now on the Mix Morning Show, we got Dylan and Kwame, once again, of course, locally from Northern Elite Football, and all around good guys around town, but the nation is watching you guys on Amazing Race Canada, and episode 2 went down last night. How you guys feeling?
Feeling grateful. Grateful that we made it to the next round, next leg. You know, the goal at the end of, the goal for every leg is to make it to the next leg, so we achieved our goal. You know, unfortunately we didn't get the win, but we're on to the next leg. That's all that matters.
Ran into a little bit of a roadblock issue. I mean, you went for the express pass and it didn't turn out to be too speedy for you.
All right, I'll take the L on that one. Kwame wanted to leave that post office long before I did. There was a lot of books and letters in those windows in the box offices. I thought there was a clue. I thought there was maybe something that would give an indication of what box it was. I just kept going for it, man. Kwame was like, yo, we gotta go. I was like, no, it has to be here. So, yeah, I'll take the L on that.
And there was nothing there.
Nothing there, no.
Which we found out last night.
We only get to see the edited time, but how much time did you guys, you know, spend on that? Were you guys losing your minds?
Man, I feel like it was about like 20 to 30 minutes, to tell you the truth. But that's crucial in the leg like that, you know.
So. It's every second. Every second counts.
Hey, first the ferry, now the post office. So, I don't know. Hopefully, we won't have any of them.
But hey, that was 2 hours. This was 30 minutes. Yeah. Like, it's just going to be shorter and shorter. I hope.
And you told a hilarious story last night at the viewing party about your blackjack counting. It didn't go quite as planned the very first time, but you came up with a technique on how to get through it.
Yeah, mental math isn't either of our strong suits. And a great man once said, there's no time for pride. We had to get through that challenge, so I said, yo, I'm going to count on my fingers. So I started counting on my fingers because I didn't want to mess up. And then Kwame obviously thought that was a good idea. So he counted on his fingers next. But the edited version of the show, they didn't show me counting on my fingers. And Kwame got exposed. But yeah. Yeah. I did it first. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, at the end of the day, it was too crucial of a time to risk getting it wrong. I hadn't be 100% sure that it was right. So, hey, you got to throw away your pride. at the end of the day, I'm not a math teacher, so it's all good.
And like you said, there was a team, there's a bunch of teams in there all trying to, some teams had already crossed the finish line, they were safe, and what was there, four of you? Three
yeah,
or four
so
different teams?
Yeah, so there's about four of us fighting for the last half of the race, so it was just a crucial point. We didn't want to risk it. That's part of the reason why we didn't even go to CanCan, because it would take a long time. That's not a strong point for us either.
That's why we didn't go.
It was pure strategy. Hoping to make this a regular thing for every episode that they make it through on The Amazing Race Canada. Spoiler alert, last night they did make it through leg two. And you guys are going to be kicking off leg three. I believe they said it was at Salt Spring Island. Did you get a chance to look around? Do you get much chance to sightsee?
I've actually been to Salt Spring once before, but I think we did a really good job of taking time to slow down and at least look around a couple times at the areas we were at. Especially like when we went into Salt Spring, we took a little seaplane, so really got an aerial view, and it was really cool.
Absolutely stunning area. So I'm glad that you guys got a chance to do a little bit of sightseeing. There's a little bit of trouble in paradise we're hearing this morning. You guys walked in here, you're like, oh my God, guys, did you hear the news? We hadn't yet, so tell us what's going on.
Well, I apologize for being late to this interview, but I was watching before I got here, and you know, our friends Tata and Anna were on CTV Morning Live, and they let the world know that they're not together anymore.
What?
Which is
high school sweethearts.
Yeah, and we totally didn't see that. You know, like we've been talking to them both, and you couldn't even tell there was any trouble in paradise. But
they finished first last night.
Exactly. Yeah.
Coming off a win,
and they had a viewing party in Edmonton together. Took a picture together.
Oh my goodness!
But you can still tell they're still friends. So we love them both and wish the best for both of them.
Well, they seem like sweet people. Do you guys get to talk to the contestants much? Like, is there a group chat thing going on?
Yeah, we have a little group chat going with everyone. It's fun to. It's one of those things where you can only really know what it was like. If you've been through it, so I think they told us that before we went into it, and there's a lot of past racers that have messaged us, and I think everyone gets that sense that once you've done it, you really understand it. What you see on TV is the condensed version, but there's a lot more that goes into it, and to understand it, you really need to be there. So it's kind of good for us to get together and be able to talk about the things we see or what happened, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
In the back of my mind, I'm waiting to see what really happens on the episodes, you know, like what's being said about who is it love, you know. So right now it's all love, but hey, you don't know what the future holds, so we'll see.
gets competitive. Well, we won't take up too much more of your time, guys. You guys are so busy, and case in point, last night the viewing party fundraiser for Northern Elite Football, though, how do you guys think it went?
Man, we got to give a huge shout out to everyone who helped out. That's the thing. There's a lot of moving parts to this operation, and Boston Pizza, everyone who donated something to the silent auction, the little girls who were helping out with 50-50.
Adorable.
The girls who won 50-50 and donated it back to Northern Elite. Like, man, it's been amazing. And yeah, I think we pulled in over $1,100 last night.
Not
that's
bad.
Gonna
yeah,
go
that's
towards
good.
Our camp next weekend.
So we're gonna do that next week again with at Boston Pizza. Downtown. Boston Pizza downtown was a great host, and we really appreciate all the love and support.
Well, I mean, it's well deserved. Thanks for coming in again, guys.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Lovely.
I was outside most of the day after work yesterday, and now my body swells in the heat. So now I just feel like a puffy Michelin man. Like, my feet are so swollen, I couldn't even put my shoes on this morning, which I don't think is normal, but I'm very swollen from the heat right now.
That is interesting.
Which is weird.
I don't usually get that. I just get that, I mean, like everybody, not like I'm different, but that gross, like, sticky feeling. You know what I mean? Like, where you just, like, you're not still sweating. You sweat before, and now you're left over with that. Gross.
This happened.
Feeling.
We were sitting on the patio yesterday evening, and I was wearing a silk dress. And first off, my roommate was complaining. She took like napkins. She's like, "My thighs are sweating so much. My chair's so wet." So then I was, and
I
then
can relate.
So she had to move, so she was more out of the sun. And then the other person was wearing like light gray capris, and like was just kept moving. So like the sweat didn't go through, and I was like, oh, I'm fine, I'm in a dress, blah 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 blah. It's a silk dress, and it was like a teal color, and you could totally tell that it was because it was so hot, and I was sitting in the sun and like just sweat, and it looked like I peed myself. And
so
it was,
yeah, when
super
you stood up
because
why was, didn't your roommate get a picture of this, because that would be golden.
And my dress was super wrinkly, so it was great. I now know not to wear that dress on a patio ever again.
Yeah,
you really got to strategically plan what you're going to wear on a patio when it's super hot outside.
Lil, why don't you take a seat? Why are you hovering around us? Reasons, okay? Reasons. Uh-huh. Just deal with it. Uh-huh. You want another drink?
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Well, congratulations to Cardi B and her man as they welcome a baby girl into the world. Little baby culture, spelled with a K.
Funny, that was my reaction when I heard the name. K, I guess.
Okay.
It just makes me think of the Kardashians. I just don't know why you would do that, because that's what they're known for. The Ks, the Courtneys, yeah. The Kims, the... Anyway.
Maybe she wants the little culture to marry in later on in life. I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway. Rihanna was visibly upset with her billionaire boyfriend this week. It was literal trouble in paradise as paparazzi snapped them in Mexico getting heated.
And though it's really none of our business, Riri cleared things up in a post that simply read, "When he thinks he know more about soccer." So it was just fighting about the World Cup. As you
do. I get it.
As you do. Ariana Grande doesn't want to just shut up and sing her songs, she says, according to a new interview with Elle magazine. She says that she wants to help start conversations and try to spread the bleeping light.
Sounds like a noble cause, but we did hear you the first 38 times you said it.
Yeah. We heard you. I wake up with that line in my head now because of how repetitive it is in that song. That's your daily catch-up. Welcome to another summertime round of Parking Lot Play-by-Play. The sun is sitting high and sending down streams of supercharged summer satisfaction to the sunglass-wearing Sarahs and Sams out there searching for supplies for the second Stampede weekend down south. They're in a rush out on the asphalt today, but it is not just summer in Fort McMurray. It is construction season, too.
A sleek SUV is trying to navigate the lot, hoping to stop in for both travel, gear, and snacks. Coming around the southeast corner, they're stopped in their tracks thanks to a nasty pothole being filled. That's not very convenient, but would you rather lose a tire?
They're backing up looking for another route. The snacks may have to wait until the last gas up before leaving town at this rate. Cutting through the middle of the lot to try for a left turn, but no dice! Another pothole is being assessed and addressed by the crew, who are looking just a little bit loopy in the tar fumes.
It looks like the driver is getting frustrated. They take a right turn to try and loop around for an opening, but there just aren't any stalls in sight.
The real tease is that right between the two crews, there are at least a dozen pieces of prime real estate right outside the doors they want to go in. That has got to grind a gear or two.
Stuck for a solution, it looks like the SUV is considering a move we have yet to see here on Parking Lot Play-by-Play. That's right, it looks like they're actually contemplating using the underground parking stalls and choke walking the rest of the way.
I didn't even know there were underground stalls.
No one does.
Mix Mornings is with you, not from our studio, but really not all that far away. We're just down in the parking lot, right in front of Save On Foods in the Stony Creek Village, because we're looking for donations for the Center of Hope this morning, as we've been telling you. And all you got to do, come by, drop a snack food, a prepackaged snack food in the bin. We'll also enter you to win $100 with Save On Food. That was a last-minute thing that came to us and said, hey, we can give this away. And we said, well, yeah, let's do it. We got a ballot box. It just makes sense.
And maybe, just maybe, if you ask us about Mix Up Your Summer, we'll throw you in another ballot for that and some coupons for Burger King.
You know, if you just happen to want to get some free food in your life, or, you know, free gas for a year from Noral Toyota, just saying, it is happening. You just got to ask extra nice. Not even. You just have to show up and we'll throw things at you. We would love to see you this morning.
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Kylie Jenner's fan base are now raising money on GoFundMe to make Kylie Jenner the youngest billionaire in the history of the earth.
Yep, fools and their money are soon parted, but hey, that way she can make sure Kendall Jenner has enough money to afford cans of Pepsi to solve any conflict on the planet.
world peace.
It worked. It worked so well the first time. No problems. Will Smith woke up in Budapest yesterday feeling Drake's In My Feelings challenge, so much so that he scaled a bridge, opened the hatch to the very top, and did a little dance on top.
With the help of someone flying a drone around him to catch the totally impromptu, totally candid, totally unplanned moment. But the best part is when he says, there's no way this is legal. There's no way it is legal.
And now he's in Russia, actually. He's performing at the World Cup tomorrow.
Yeah, he said it was his
weekend.
He said it was his last day in Budapest, so he's had to make an impression, I guess. And the Emmy nominations have finally been revealed, and for the first time in 17 years, HBO is not the most nominated network. They got a respectable 108, but Netflix topped them, getting 112.
HBO means home box office. When you think about it, that seems like a much more fitting name for what Netflix does.
Looks like there's going to be a new king on the throne, I guess. That's your daily catch-up. Beautiful Friday, weather-wise, beautiful Friday, charity-wise. Thank you so much to everybody who has been coming by. We're here not until the end of the Mixed Morning Show, because that would just be 10 o'clock. We're going to keep it open into the lunch rush. In fact, beyond it till 1 o'clock here. And then around that time, we'll still hang out for a little bit. If there are some people want to donate, we will drop everything off at the Center of Hope downtown. It is a lot. This is a task. We're going to need everybody from the radio station on deck to help load the vehicle, I think. There's tons of food here, and we would love to see even more to help stock those shelves for the summer for the Center of Hope. And there's so many other things that are going on during the summer. Oh my goodness.
Thanks for listening to Mixed Mornings and More. We've got a new episode every Friday. Subscribe now on iTunes or find everything at mix1037fm.com.